Batty girls, boys, and my non-binary beauties. That's a new one.
That's a good one.
That one can stay.
Inclusive.
In it. Welcome back to Antics with Ash, and today I have my chaos queen, the one, the only. No, it's not Shakira, it's Charlie Mallow.
Hello, it's me! I'm so excited!
Come here and give me a hug like that.
I love you.
Hello. Hi. So today we have, it's a little Valentine's Day special.
Two rider days. Two right,
two brilliant. Girls in a room. We might kiss.
You should be so facing lucky.
You wish.
I've got
my Christmas
wish.
Socks on.
Oh no, you're in the wrong era, my love.
I know, but they're not from Marks.
They're really nice, actually. They're little sausage dogs. Yeah. They're lovely. They're get a nice. Close up on those.
Like them.
My God.
That's right, I'm bending.
If anybody has a fetish, my God.
Hey, no,
day.
I'm not giving this for free.
Come yeah, on, cut it. It cut you it. Need to be getting at least $5.99 a month subscription for that, my love. OnlyFans. So, I'm howling because I asked Charlie when she got here, seeing as this is like a little V-Day special, yeah. We can make it romantic. Yeah. She's a gym girly now.
That's right.
Why is it like I've never been on camera at a gym? I'm like, this is true, Ash. Thanks for bringing this up.
This is true. Ooh.
I'm actually just going to pour a little bit of my protein shake.
That's right.
Do you know what? I love this for you.
I'd give you some, but I've only got half the bottle left.
That's all right. No, we're rations.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I'm just going to do that.
It's rough around here.
You know what we call this?
What?
Balance.
And another language. I was like, what are we
Balling. I'm not going to be as good as Charlie right now because I've had a long week.
We've had a long
week. So
I'm
just
week.
Thinking, do you know what? Cheers, my love.
Oh, sorry.
Being a bit rude. The fuck? You'd be terrible on a date. Charlie, get it together.
Naughty girl.
Cheers. Love you.
Love you. Right, so this is going to make me burp.
Oh, that hits an L in head. Every time I've got to do something important, I have a can of pop. And I'm like, are you
I know.
Thick?
And what it's the worst, because the whole time somebody will be speaking to you and you're like this.
I know.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Belching like a dirty little bitch.
Like a dirty little cow. Right. Charlie Mallow, my love. How have you been? What has been going on?
I'm well.
Yeah?
I'm booked and busy.
You are very... I think I like
this little like man's busy girl. Want busy girl.
You are a busy girl. Man. Were you... I feel like we're malfunctioning on this sofa.
I can't spray that.
No, you can't.
I'm not paying for the cleaning.
No, you're absolutely joking.
I'm not.
Not on this nude.
Absolutely.
No way. So, you've been good?
I'm good, yeah.
You've been really busy?
Busy girl, working hard.
What were you doing pre this?
Oh, I'm not having these conversations.
No, please. Because no, I don't know.
I used to work in telly while you were bopping, popping, polka-docking.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to work in telly.
What do you mean?
We're just like in production. That's what I studied at uni.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So did you always want to do that side of things?
No. I think when I was at uni, I was just like, I want to work in TV. And then I got
right.
There, I was like, this is a bit naff.
And also the hours.
Oh, my God.
TV
slugging
hours.
Away like Oliver Twist.
Oh, please, sir, can I have some more?
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah.
I felt
it's
like
a lot.
I felt like Coraline's dad. Like that.
Same, that's how I feel
piano.
Every day at the minute. Coraline's dad. Same.
What a niche
yeah,
reference.
What a niche reference. That's so good. I love people that do niche references. You know, it's my favourite thing in the world. So did you know that you wanted to do this or you just fell into this because you started being a shithead on TikTok, which is how I fell into it?
I just started like posting sporadically.
Yeah.
And it just got... Just do one job.
Just got out of hand.
Yeah, I was working freelance anyway. And as you know,
right.
We are freelancers.
Yeah.
Freelance people.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, I'm going to do Switch.
Really?
I'm going to do Big Girl Move, yeah.
Oh my God, so you did uni and everything?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Salford.
Salford Uni Girls Unite!
Let me tell you what, sorry guys, by the way, if you keep seeing my clerk, there is just a little polka dot. Ooh. Peeking through there.
What have you got on?
Don't be a peeping Tom. What have I got on? Got Wouldn't knickers? You like to know?
Have you got knickers on?
Of course I've got knickers on.
I don't
imagine.
Know
imagine bare tights with no knickers.
Criminal.
Yeah, also me every day. I don't know why I'm saying that. Like, that's not me to the core. Be a batty out. Yeah, sorry. If you keep seeing that poking through, that's just a tease. Anyway, where were we? Salford. Salford is the trenches, by the way. If you've been...
Hang on a minute.
No, I love
Salford. Watch your mouth.
Listen, Manchester, I love... Yeah, it's fucking wrong. I love Manchester to my very core.
Yeah.
As in, I spent loads of time there. I was honestly... There was a point where I was... when I was trying to have a music career. Lol. I was in a girl group that was based in Manchester.
Oh, is that where you were?
So I was there once a week. Charlie, you're going to die. We were called NQ for Northern Quarter.
Oh, gosh.
No, I know it's bad, isn't it? Yeah, it's really bad.
That's the X Factor days.
That's X Factor days.
Oh, goodness me. How long were you in that band together?
We were in that for like a year and a half, you know. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Where are they now? Let's do a TikTok.
Where are they now?
One of them's here.
I actually, do you know what? I don't speak to many. Oh, I don't know. I don't speak to many of them. Like, sporadically, I do.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, for God's sake.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a toss?
Who cares?
Life goes on. Do you know what I mean? But, and also, that show was a shambles. I mean, Simon Cowell just wanted my clart. It was.
Who wouldn't? I love that clip of you running back up. Get me Ash.
Bear in mind, everyone thought that was staged, you know.
Was it not?
It wasn't. As in,
he had more than a sneak peek.
You know what I mean? Especially if I'm just you got doing this Sharon Tate.
Ash's dancing like that.
that was all unplanned. It was obviously planned on their side, but unplanned for me.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on. It was hell. Because we got a note, you know, Six Chair Challenge?
Yes.
Yeah. You're fighting for a seat, all of that.
That was horrid.
Oh, it's awful. And we got a note. So, but they don't let you leave. Yeah. They don't let you leave, though. And I'd already, you should have seen me out back. I'd taken my shoes off. I'd rang my dad and I said, this show's shit. Pick me up. And I said, and bring me a KFC. My dad was on the way to Wembley Stadium with a KFC. All of a sudden, Dermot's going, Ash.
Put your shoes back on, you dirty bit. You're not in your own house.
Put your shoes back on. I went, he's saying Ash, and I'm going like this. I didn't even think he was talking to me. And he went, no, Simon's calling you back on stage. I thought you're having me on.
Oh.
And that's how it all happened.
And then how far?
Oh, no, we didn't get much further than that. Then they put me in a string quartet choir. There was about 15 of us. It was ridiculous.
I hate choirs.
It was awful.
Dog acts, choirs. Oh, who else?
You don't like dog acts.
Oh, I couldn't give a shit. If your dog can do a trick, good for you.
Really?
Oh, read a book. Run.
Do you like dogs?
Yeah, I love dogs.
Oh, you just don't like dog acts.
If it can flip round, oh, what we do?
Yeah, like, good for you, girl.
Good for you,
girl. Go on.
Okay, I can do it as well. Do I get a blue pizza badge? No.
It's true. Do you know what? It's true. I've never thought of it like that.
Like a choir, if I was singing on my own, obviously amazement, claps, you're amazing. Yes.
Bring but of course you sound mates. Good.
Oh, God. It's just a big group of people singing a song.
God, you're actually not wrong.
No,
that's the cheat code. That's the cheat code, isn't it? Yeah. Of course you sound good. There's 30 of you. Yeah, that makes sense. Let me know your thoughts on choirs then.
Hi, guys. Put a comment in the comments
section below. Leave a comment below. What do you think about choirs? Honest thoughts, honest opinions. Don't lie. Don't lie. But yeah, so that was a treacherous time in life. But the fact that this all came from Salford, by the way, what I was actually trying to tell you was I got my car broken into in Salford.
Oh, probably by me. Rough time, I don't know. Oh, no, that's horrible.
No, it was horrible.
Was it, oh, were you having a bad day? Oh, or did it just come out that
late? No. I was having a bad day.
Oh.
And then I get back to the car, and you know, half the time, it's never about what was taken.
They don't take anything.
It's a violation. I thought, all you've done is ruin my fucking day. And you've not even... No, actually, they did... No, to be fair, they got a Mac. It was an old dusty, crusty one, though.
Oh, fair play to them.
Yeah, fair play. They did get a Mac, though.
Well done, lads. Well done. Good received.
Also, you got my Mac from 2015 still in your house.
It done me really well, that. It must have.
But yeah, so ever since then, I kind of wanted to boycott Salford in my head.
Yeah, you know what?
I said it's an awful place. I'm never going back there.
It can be rough, but it's full of love. It's full of happiness. Mm-hmm. I've had amazing times there. And Salford, yep. I thank thee for what you've done for me. Still go back.
And also, oh, speaking of love.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day, guys.
Valentine's.
What do you think about that? I fucking hate Valentine's Day. I've never had a good Valentine's.
Sounds like single. Sounds like alone.
Yes, I've never had a good Valentine's Day.
I think I've only ever had one.
Yeah, but you've... So you're in a lovely, loving relationship. Must be nice.
It must be nice. It is.
Is it? Fuck. Is it?
Yeah, it's really.
How long have you been together now?
Nearly a year.
Oh my God.
That's right. You're never getting a bit of this.
That's big girl behaviour, that.
I know.
That's really mature of you. I can't make anything last more than 1 month.
I do feel like a big girl grown up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you live together?
No, not yet.
Too much?
No.
No.
No, I think, I don't know. I'm not like a U-Haul lesbian.
What does that mean?
Me trying to get with the kids.
Yeah.
Would they move in like too quickly?
That's not for me at all.
That is not for me.
No, I agree. Also, I think the spark goes quicker than it should when you move in together too quick, because then you just... in each other's arseholes all day, every day. I want to miss you.
Yeah, like I feel like we're with each other maybe like 3 days, or 3-4 days.
That's gorgeous. That's perfect.
Nice. I get on the tits a bit with the cleaning. I'm a bit...
Are you OCD?
No, but I like a bit of cleaning. I like a cleaning.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like, what level of cleaning are we talking?
No, I'm not on my hands.
Are you like as a flora baddie?
I like a bit. I'm not drinking it.
I'm partial to it.
Ever had Ziflora spritz?
Yeah, no. That's what I've got in here now. That's gone bouncing off the walls.
No, but I do. I love a Hoover. This is top quality entertainment. I love a Hoover.
Can't get enough. 5% I just went in my eye at that. I wasn't expecting you to say I love a Hoover. It just completely gone in my eye. I do love a Hoover.
I love a Hoover.
I agree. Charlie, don't kill me. Okay, so you're a bit... I never would have thought that for some reason, I think, because you're chaotic. I thought you'd be messy.
No.
I actually did. I'm a little bit messy, I'll be honest.
A bit messy is fine, but when you're dirty, I think... Mm.
Oh, no. No. There's huge difference.
Yeah, there's a bit... Yeah.
You can't be grubby.
Can be grubby.
Don't be grubby, as in you can be messy.
Yeah.
And I always say if it's contained mess, i.e. I'll have one of those cupboards.
Yes, me too.
You know, have you seen that episode of Friends Monica's cupboard? Yeah. And like, don't go in that cupboard because it's just miscellaneous items galore and everything will just come on you.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, bloody hell. Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
No, but like, I know that I will clean stuff up, but then if someone else is doing it, I'm like... When he's sorting that.
Oh, but...
I'm like...
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just like,
are you passive-aggressive about it, or how will you say it?
No, my girlfriend is much more direct than me.
Oh, really?
And I just cry.
So if you see a couple of dust mites, you're just there having a mental breakdown in the corner.
No, to be fair, I think it's... No, we're actually all right. I think we're like a good balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, if an argument comes
around... So she's
around,
more firm?
She, yeah.
Who wears the trousers, her?
No, me.
Interesting.
Me.
Yeah, you handcuffs. Really?
World scene.
Really? Also you drinking protein out of a Prosecco glass. Makes so much sense.
No, I think it's balanced.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think, because she's like, I'm not playing any games.
Okay.
I'm like, neither am I.
Yeah.
I'm just sensitive.
I'm all game to her.
I don't want to play more fucking games.
I don't want to play any more games. And where did you meet? Is she from your end?
Yes. And that's all I'll say.
Really?
No, I don't.
I've never met her, have I?
Max and Andrew have, weirdly enough.
Have they? Yeah. Bastards.
I know, weird.
I really want to meet her.
We were at Natalie and Brulier gig. For work, not just for...
What's wrong with Natalie and Brulier? Well, is it Brulier or Brulier?
No, I say Natalie and Brulier.
Really? That sounds like a dessert.
Yeah.
As in Brulier is reminding me of brulee.
Yeah.
Creme brulee. Do you get it?
Not.
No.
No, I'm dense.
No, I actually am.
I've realised I've started thinking about things like in a caveman sense of... I've started thinking about things in a caveman sense of why... Why? In what... Like, I'm like, man, not safe. Or I'm like, gay man, safe.
Yeah.
Or like, woman, nice.
Nice. Yeah. Like, to be fair, that's perfect.
Yeah, like, boobs.
Nice. Good.
Really?
Not good.
Good boobs.
Yeah, but that's the best way to... I think that simplifies life very, very well.
German, and I can't speak English very well.
Boobs. Nice. Boobs. Nice. Willy. Not good. Well, that's different for me and you. I'd say Willy. Nice.
Remember those Germans when we were in Austria? And they loved you. They called you like Lady of the Night.
Lady of the Night. I don't think that's a good thing to be called, though, Lady of the Night.
But they approached Ash, right? Where's my camera? They approached Ash, and they were like, they were eyeing you up like a piece of bloody meat.
Right, so we don't, because we've spoken about this so much on this podcast.
Oh, have you?
No, but it's so funny, because it's just a reoccurring, I can't believe it. I've never been as desired as I was in Austria.
And I think they were two fairies.
It's bizarre.
I think they were queerer than the night.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't pop my bubble.
Well, no, they started rubbing my arm, and I didn't work out at that point.
Rubbing your arm?
Well, yeah, they were a bit like, and I was like,
when?
Like at the bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
no.
You're not the only one they were after.
Yeah. But also you, man, not good.
No, yeah, not good. Must leave.
Barman, very not good.
Yeah, they were odd.
Yeah, they were odd. Do you know what? Though I've never. I was trying to put it down to the fact that I was like, brown girls don't ski. Not in the volume that white women ski, right? And I thought...
Hey, don't bring this to me. I didn't stand a fucking chance.
Well, I thought maybe they've just not seen many caramel teams. That's what I thought. And
they were very pale. They were very pale.
As in, as the pale as ghosts.
No,
they
yeah.
were Casper.
Yeah, like and William thought, Shakespeare would have had a fucking dream writing about that.
A skin day. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, white as blue.
Fair as white and white as fair and snow. In fair Verona, where we lay our scene. That.
Yeah.
So I just thought, maybe that's it. It's just a different audience for them. They're not used to it. Then that's why they all just lost their heads a bit.
Yeah.
It was bizarre, I must say. So what I will say is, if you're a brown girlie that wants to go skiing, go to Austria.
Oh, they're going to lap you up. They're going to be on you like rats up a drain pipe.
They're going to love it.
And that was just you and Jack.
Yeah.
That boy was a mess over in that country.
Oh, God, he was up. Was that... Oh, yeah, that was your first time skiing. Tell us about skiing,
I've still got the scars on my leg.
Go on.
Oh, hang on, my leg's a bit sweaty.
It's all right. Just dust it off.
Just dust it off. Oh, you can't see because I've been leaning on it. See there?
Is that a scar?
Well, yeah, a bit.
You're lying.
Where's my other... I've not shaved properly. It's embarrassing.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, fuck's sake. I've missed my whole leg.
Hence why I've got my sheer
like
tights
there.
On.
Yeah.
It's Gruffalo Bill under here, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's hairy. Oh, well, let mummy get more comfortable.
What did you think of skiing? What's your genuine thoughts?
I don't like it at all.
You don't?
I hated it.
Do you know what? I might actually insert a clip. I've got a clip of you.
Oh, just sat down.
Just sat down in the snow, just like... Well, this is me.
No, because I had an actual like moment with the prime girlies, and I had to say to them,
"Did you?
I'm so sorry. I'm not moaning because we're on an amazing trip right now.
Yeah.
We're with work. Like I love you so much. You love the brand." And I was like, "I fucking hate this.
I can't do this.
I can't do it." And I was near enough having a tantrum, kicking my feet. I was like, "No, I'm gonna fucking do it. I can't do it."
Yeah, you weren't having a good time.
No.
To be fair, I was so determined to get it.
You smashed it.
I mean, I don't know about that. I stacked it many times.
You did do well.
I felt like Bambi on ice, but it pisses me off because skiing's not in my tax bracket.
No.
It wasn't growing up. If I had said to my dad, "Should we go skiing?" He would have said, "Do you think I'm made of pure gold? Do I have a golden cock?" No. He would have just been like, "What?"
I would have got smacked in the face.
I would have got a tight slap if I had said, "What, can I go to Baldur's Air?
Can we go skiing? What's that?"
Yeah, what's that?
What's a shakshuka?
Excuse Exactly. I said, that wasn't something that was available. So it's annoying, because now we're on the back foot.
Oh, God, yeah. Now we're, like, surrounded by people who go, oh, I've been skiing.
They go, oh, you're not doing black slopes. And we're all just like, literally, we thought with the baby slopes were hell and horror. They were, when I tell you, it wasn't a slope at all. There was not one inch of incline.
Oh, it was a bump. It was a bump. Someone had tripped over the ground, and it had made the tiniest inch of an incline.
And that's where we were learning.
Yeah. Whoop. They went, right, povos, who looks poor here?
Nah.
Who didn't grow up with money?
All you.
You lot over there. You're not sick.
It's true.
Yeah.
You are sick. And then we went over one bump, and I went, fuck my, I went, by God, I've got it. I went, I'm so good. I've only been doing this for 1 hour.
Oh,
and then we got actually up there. Did you ever get up to the actual bit?
I went on the ski lift.
That doesn't count. You went on the ski lift. The ski lift's fun, though.
Yeah, the ski lift's nice. The snow got in my eyes a bit. Look at me, just gagging for an issue. Just love moaning. It was lovely on that free trip, but the snow did get on my eyes a bit, so I didn't like that.
It's first world problems, but also, I get it. Because it's not for everyone. And it really is tough out here. As in, my toxic trait is I thought I'd get there and be unbelievable.
Oh, be shooping down me too.
I thought I'd be the Usain Bolt of the slopes and I just wasn't.
I just don't find it enjoyable.
Do you not?
I just think, what's the point? Like, because it's very physical.
Very physical.
And looking at me, obviously, I am an athlete of its highest form. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just...
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
No. That's not
Well, yes.
No. I think we need to... It's a chaos holiday for us. It doesn't involve all of that. I'm going to go back and get good, though, I've decided.
Oh, yeah.
But I need to not go with the party that we went with.
That, when I tell you, I was so ill after that trip.
Oh, my God.
I was on my
sick last
legs.
Yeah. We didn't stop, as in, you know, I love to say club, another club, taxi, tour bus. That was us. But we were...
No, it was Ash. I was in bed. Oh my God.
Yeah, you were in bed.
I was like, see you guys, I'll see you in a bit.
It was just me.
Oh my God, I just like French exit, Irish exit.
Yeah, you're very good at a French exit.
Oh yeah, because I have to nail it right before Jack goes, heaven? Who wants to go to heaven? I'm like, see ya.
Yeah.
No. But
I'm the ringleader in that sense.
You fucking love it.
I love it. I love going out.
In fact, no, you reacted to TikTok the other week and it was like the things that you need to leave in 2023. And my girlfriend asked me about that and she went, you know when Ash made that joke about staying out till late in the morning, did she mean it?
Yeah.
I was like, they do. She was
No, we do. And the worst thing about that is Jack will look at me dead in the eye and go, are you fucking joking? It's so early. It's 8 a.m.
Oh,
we're not well. We're so unwell. But I have decided. I've just come to the conclusion. I love it.
And good for you.
I love it.
Good for you.
And also, it does make sense because I'm single as your nan. Like, really.
My nan's actually married happily. So keep her out. Keep her out your dirty mouth.
Keep my nan's name out your fucking mouth.
Boy.
Damn.
Now I just like 2 magnesium tablets before I go to sleep. Knock me out.
Really?
You need to get... Have you been on that? Jack's on it.
Yes.
Have you got them?
Jack, are those the ones that you take before the night?
Yeah, before bed. 2. Oh,
is it the same as melatonin?
Unsure.
Ah.
I'm not a GP.
Yeah, fine. Fine. Yeah. No, yeah, we're not going to misrepresent you today. Not today.
Yeah. Need to clear my name.
Yeah.
Not... A general practitioner.
State your name, Kaz. I am not a GP. Just to let you all know. I know there's been some confusion in the tabloids at the moment. I'm not a GP. But, yeah, Jack keeps force-feeding me those. He takes whatever ones that you're meant to take before you go on the night out. So they're working away.
That's called coke.
My love, that's called MD. No, it's not. I promise you, every night before we go out,
right.
he literally goes, right.
He puts his powder in a line and he says, sniff out.
He says, that'll do you.
What? And it keeps you...
We don't do any of that over here.
Drugs, no.
Drugs are bad.
I actually...
Drugs, bad.
Bad. In year four, I actually won the extra mile package for DARE, which if you didn't know is Drugs Awareness Resistance Education. And I got extra merch for that. And I've never, until this day, done a drug in my life.
You have to.
Being serious.
You have to explain.
Being serious.
I'm being serious. Can I sign up for that? What is it?
Hey, so it's Drugs Awareness Resistance Education.
Wow.
I know.
How did you win an award for that?
So I just went the extra mile just by putting my full pussy into it.
Did you? What, you were just very passionate about it?
Yeah, I was like, I want to stop these crackheads. I want to stop. And I remember there was a Q&A with the teacher and it was all anonymous and someone went, do you smoke? And obviously there's a group of like 7-year-olds. Everyone was like... Anyway, yeah, I do smoke. We were like,
Who said that?
The teacher. It was teaching us. We were like, you fucking smackhead bitch.
You fucking smackhead, you.
We were like, you liar! You liar!
If you open your body up, it's rotting on the inside. That is, no.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look. You're a role model, darling.
Kiddies.
As in, I can't... We are two different people on this couch, because Exhibit A and Exhibit B...
Oh, I shall be having a Burger King tonight.
How are you finding the gym?
I don't mind it. It's more my steps.
Oh, really? Are you like 10,000 steps or nothing?
Yeah, but...
Are you?
At the minute,
I get it.
I just can't be arsed. I need a walking pad. Everyone in the Nan's got a walking pad. I'm like, God, we're one...
What's a walking pad?
We're 10 years away from Wally becoming true.
Don't tell me it's those at-home...
It is.
At-home conveyor belts.
Yeah, it's a treadmill without the stop book. 200 quid, bargain. Use code Charlie for 20%.
There's no way. Ain't no way you're ever going to catch me on one of them.
Hey, Grace has got one. Jack's got one. Joe's got one.
My Jack?
Yeah. Yeah. I went on it.
He's never shown me that. He wouldn't dare.
Oh.
He wouldn't dare. He knows I have a huge issue with those.
Oh.
There is a big one. I am literally going to... I'm going to message Jack and I'm going to say, do you have a treadmill? Do you have an at-home treadmill?
POV, Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle and Doree. Right now.
Receipts, timelines,
screenshots.
Wait, I'm messaging him right now. The worst thing is I have him saved as NHS.
Fuck's sake. NHS result.
Back when I was a dancer for a living, I was trying to get out of jobs. Oh, it's bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That is bad. But... something I had to give. He's got me saved as NHS Tracy. Tracy.
Tracy.
Tracy. No, not Tracy. Tracy.
Oh, Trace.
Tracy. Can you imagine? Do you have one of those at-home treadmills?
He does.
I can't believe he's not told me that. He's a bastard, because he knows I hate them, I despise them, I think they're awful.
Why?
Charlie Barlow, there's a big wide world out there and you mean to tell me that you're getting your steps in on this moving conveyor belt in your living room?
I know, but it's raining. Actually, I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
I don't.
Do you ever get, like, gym fear? I feel like it's quite a nice thing to talk about because I feel like a lot of girlies do. I used to.
Yeah,
I've been a gym girlie for a while and I'm in my stride now that I don't feel too... I'm always there, yeah.
We're always there. You're smashing it.
Listen, arse waits for no one, mate. I've not got time to waste. And that's the Queen's speech that she never gave. Oh, yeah.
I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying shit. I learned from my mistakes.
Shit.
Megan Thee Stallion's got a big foot.
Yeah. Well, yes. Right. Anyway. Big foot.
Gym fear.
Gym fear.
Big feet and gym fear. Where do we stand?
Let's talk about it and let's unpack that.
POV, this morning. Coming up on today's show, we're talking all things gym fear and people with huge feet. Ash, have you got any more information on this?
Well, what I'd like to talk about is how sometimes those two things collide.
Do it, Alison. You've got naffle to worry about.
Right.
Anyway, I used to get the gym fear, but now I just think, oh, bollocks to you.
Really?
Yeah, move.
What was the fear, though? Just like...
I think it's just when, like, none of
us... It's very testosterone-driven, isn't it?
Yeah. Men, stop making noises. Shut up. I don't care.
It's an ick. It is an ick. Do you know what? I don't mind mini grunts. Sometimes, when I'm in my lifting bag... I'm like, fuck me, I'm Thor in a woman's suit. And I think that I've got to make a noise because I'm struggling. What I don't understand is the ones that they're having an exorcism on the machine.
No. I am on a sexy cock in
hell. Not time. I've not got time. No. You clearly can't lift that weight.
You can't, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? You're not equipped.
Accountability. If you can't lift it, put it down.
Don't do it.
You're going to hurt your back.
Yes. And that's far worse than big feet and gym fit.
I'm so good on the leg press, though. So good.
Are you? Because
I have massive thighs, yeah. So, honestly, 130 kg. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's some timber.
I know. I'm going
you.
Down. And that's just me like.
I'm yelling timber. Yeah, that's just you and your girlfriend on a Saturday night. I'm going down.
Don't ever disrespect my wife.
Forget your wife's name. Don't kill me.
Don't.
Okay, so we're over the gym fear now.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Have you got a trainer?
Yes, but only like he's a friend now. Now we're friends. But it was...
I feel like you've almost got to become friends with the trainer.
Yeah, we're friends.
It's an intimate thing.
Yeah, no.
Not in that way, but it's sucking him off.
She got up, so.
Don't ask me that.
Nothing. It is, no, I like, it's more.
I actually saw a meme the other day that was like, it was just said, looking for a PT must be ugly because I know me. And I was like, that's me. That is exactly me. If I had a PT, that was an absolute sweet thing, I'd be in absolute hell.
Well, yeah, but you can do it because you're pretty at the gym.
I'm pretty at the gym.
You are. I'm like trunch ball. I'm like, ugh. No one's going near this at the gym. Yeah, no.
No, that's not true.
What, when I'm going, ugh. No.
Oh, so you're a grunter after
no,
all this?
No. Got it.
Shanice.
I'm just like...
Yeah, okay.
I'm the silent.
Oh, see, I like the silent grunters. It means you're working hard. Yeah.
Minimal looking at your phone, don't get distracted.
Oh, no.
No.
I put my foot... I've been really trying to do this recently, is put my... Because I get carried away.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be in a TikTok hole in the middle of my sets. I can't do it.
Can't
it's
do
not
that.
Good.
No, you've got to keep committed.
You need to keep committed. So I would recommend, actually, for the girly whirlies that are trying to really get in their gym bag, airplane mode. In fact, no, not even. Do not disturb.
Yeah, don't go as far as airplane mode. You don't need to do that.
Oh, is that too much?
Yeah. Do not
I agree. You could miss an emergency call.
Yeah.
That's true.
Your nan dies, you're on leg press. Some things are more important.
Retweet. That's a very important message, actually. Yeah, so I think do not disturb. So what messages are you letting come in? You've got, as in, like, you'd put your missus as like, somebody that can message during that time. That's what I reckon.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not, like, if I'm doing my weights, I'm not a big messenger.
Good.
If I'm on treadmill's open to all access. Contact me, get in touch, press.
Press? I could do walking interviews, roaming interviews.
Foreign Press Association, Hollywood, the Oscars,
you're
Emmys,
joking.
Anyone. Get in touch. I'm on it. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is playing. But if I'm
oh, really?
Ways, oh, big, yeah. You know why? Because Jack Remington made me feel left out. When we were boarding the plane and they were all talking about the Housewives and I went, what? And he went, you wouldn't get it, you don't watch it. And now I do. All right, Jack?
That's... Jack, you have 24 hours to respond.
That was really nasty.
It was really nasty.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now I get it. At least Vanderpump Kyle, Dorit, Erica.
Receipts, timelines. That's all you need to know.
Do you watch it?
So, it's so sad because this is the only thing that makes Jack believe wholeheartedly that I'm not an ally. Anyway.
That's all right.
Okay, so I started watching Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Because I was like, that's the OG.
Yes.
I feel like if you have a basic understanding of Beverly Hills,
yeah,
you're not in hell.
No.
But Jack is obviously through and through every single Potomac. This, that,
oh,
the other,
I haven't
all of
got,
them.
I've never even heard of Potomac.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, there's not enough hours in the day. I'm trying to make a living.
No, I know.
And I'm trying to. And you want me to get all these episodes in of these wives doing, really, what they're doing?
I know.
Fuck off.
When Maddie Grace Shepson puts it on a story and she's like, Candy.
Yeah.
Sarah's getting mad at Berry.
Mary Berry.
And then she'll put
Sarah
hashtag.
Berry is actually Mary's close cousin, for those of you that don't know.
And she'll put the hashtag Real Housewives of... And I sit there for a good 10 minutes and go...
Yes, because they abbreviate them.
I know, I'm like, Salt Lake City, Canada?
Yeah. Like, it's like Real Sheffield. Housewives of BO723RTB2. And you're like...
4.1.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's one I've never heard of.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There's too many to keep up with, and I just think it would take me a lifetime to catch up to my LGBT community on that one.
I know.
So I just said, as long as I have a basic knowledge and I know the relevant memes that are going around, fine.
Listen, you don't have to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to
be an ally.
Yeah, you can be whatever you want to be. Ally!
When I tell you I'm getting ally written on my tombstone...
Oh my God, you need it, yeah. Like,
yeah.
You need the word in there at least.
Ash, ally, done.
Died
an ally. Boom.
Me there in 50 years' time scrubbing.
Death by ally.
Scrubbing it, doing a TikTok. This was Ash home. Who was she? Let's find out. Ash was the girl of all time. He's scrubbing. She served the queers better than anyone did before.
It's true.
Rest in peace, Ash Weenie. Thanks for your services to the gays.
I volunteer as tribute. It is that, though. On that note, I want to ask you, I'm very intrigued about this.
Yeah.
How, if you did at all, did you come out?
So what?
So what? Come out as what?
Come out as where?
What?
Come out of Manchester, of anti-West Coast.
Yeah. What?
I ain't no gay, no. What it was, I was with my ex, and
who was a identified as what?
A unicorn.
A pigeon.
A woman.
Oh, so you've always dated women?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Yes, no. And, but yes.
And seen. Yes, no, maybe so.
Mise en scène.
Yes.
No. Anyway, when I came out, so my mum and dad basically cornered me.
Did they?
Yeah, and they were like, who's that girl on your phone? And I was like, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, singular picture of the girl. I went, my friend.
Also her with her knockers out. No, that she just sends me things like that. It's just,
we're checking for lumps. Yes. We're, you know, just getting in there.
Breast cancer awareness is a hugely important thing right now.
Yeah, helping each other out.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, right? And I went,
right.
She's my girlfriend.
Oh, she was your girlfriend?
Yeah. And then she was like, that's all right. She was like, I kind of guessed. And then my dad came in, he was like, what's going on in here then?
And that's it?
Yeah.
That's such a lovely coming, that's such an unproblematic coming out story.
Yeah, and that was that.
Did they say that they always knew?
My mum was like, oh, you know, when you brought in that love sex, hate sexism poster, I did wonder. And I was like, okay.
All right, rude.
I just liked a bit of Florence Given at the time.
Yeah, get a grip, that. Why are you reading between the lines so much?
Yeah, it was like...
Just so unproblematic for you.
Yeah, it's quite an easy one.
Did you ever feel like it was weird at school, like navigating it?
Oh, God, even like... how old was I when I finished sixth form? 18... I was 27.
I've actually just finished. I've just come from sixth form to here.
I'm very dense.
Yeah.
No, in 2018 was when I finished sixth form, so I was 18.
Right.
So even then, I feel like if someone was gay, it was still a bit like...
No, it was.
Like,
it was.
Yeah.
When did I finish? Oh, God.
Think. 1984.
In 1802, when we just got phones. We did not have phones in 1802. Yep. So that's really good. I'm going to go to a history lesson after this and brush up on that. It definitely was when I left sixth form.
What, good or not good?
No. It was definitely... I mean, I'm 28 now, so it wasn't... yay gays at all.
Ash would actually vomit at the sight of gay people, and she would throw things at them to the point where they bled intensely.
Yes.
It was a rough time for you.
Don't you dare spread that rumour.
And her main victim was Jack Remington.
Yeah, that's true. That's 100% true. Yeah. But yeah, even then, I don't think it was as accepted whatsoever as it is now.
No, I'd love to go into a school...
Oh, God.
I'd love to go into a school. No, I wouldn't. I'd love to go into a, like, be in that environment and see what it's like nowadays.
Me too.
Because I think I'd, like, know of... sounds wrong. Sounds about saying know of children. I'm aware of some of them.
some of them, I'm less aware. Don't get it twisted. It's not weird.
But, like, they'll go into school and just... like, because kids don't give a shit, and they come home and they go...
No.
I fancy Jessica. It's like, nice one.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like we couldn't really do that, or we didn't really do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It'll yeah, be yeah. Like, no, I feel like don't. The whole rhetoric around it is so different now, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
Because it was bad. Like, I just... It wasn't even bad. I don't remember it being bad, but then I didn't have... I went to an all-girls school, so that was... Yeah. And I... You.
Oh.
Oh. That sounds so good.
I would have liked it, though. No, I'm joking. I just would have been like that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Do you think? Did you go to mixed school?
Yeah. I think that was a telltale sign. If you can't look at your friends while they're getting changed, I think that was, might be a bit...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, you know...
Oh, so you'd be in PE and you'd be like...
Yeah, I'd be a bit like...
Oh, really?
Not like that. That's a bit weird. But, like, you know, if your friends would just get... Because, obviously, they just get changed over
yeah,
in front of
course.
People. Everyone's... I still now, I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, go away. God, but I think that's my own issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we could unpack that another
time. We'll talk about that next week.
Next week on Loose Women.
Yeah, but I think it's like, if your friends are getting changed in front of you, or the brassieres are out on you.
And you feel weird about it.
Yeah.
God, I'm the worst.
You may be gay.
Yes. So, for my younger audience, if you're struggling to understand, you may be gay. And that's
toxic.
Okay.
Yeah, this will come up. Am I gay? This podcast.
This podcast, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit cheeky and naughty when your friends are getting changed of the same sex? Like, to break it to you,
Who said that?
I'm the worst. Do you know what? I'm the naked neighbour. I'm in a new house at the moment.
I have seen your naked body a multitude of times.
Do you know what, though? I tell you what pisses me off.
And I'm so lucky for that.
Right. And also, I'm pissed off about this because it's us in our natural form. That's what gets me. And it's, to tell you what, it's bloody straight men that have sexualised it.
Jack Remington again is the problem.
He's the root cause of all my issues. But I'm telling you, what it is straight men have sexualised us so much so that you get a bap out and it's like, oh, God, what?
I mean, if you...
I came out like this.
I would pee like that if you got them out. Do you know what I mean?
And that's why she's gay.
I would be a bit...
Would you?
What are you doing?
Like, oh, my God, Ash, stop.
No, when I asked you in Austria, when I was really drunk, I went, Ash, are your boobs real?
Yes, you did. I was so... I love it when people ask me that question. It's my favourite question.
You have brilliant bosoms.
It's a really good question to ask me because I just think, ah, oh, that means I'm doing something right.
They're up here. Your nipples are up here.
Yeah. They're up my chin.
Yeah.
Tell you what it is. Chest day.
Is it?
And lots of chest. Keeps them right and tight and perky.
I've been doing a little bit of, like, back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even that.
Chest, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And mostly, chest press.
Oh, okay.
The big press. You can do it with some free weights. You don't need to, yeah.
Oh, I need to do that.
You need to do it, and it just keeps them absolutely upright.
Saggy tits, be gone.
Be gone, my love.
You got saggy tits? No more, bitch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got a little quiz for you, actually.
Oh, go on, darling.
Oh, darling.
Oh, go on. I love a quiz.
Yeah, you're going to love this.
How many steps have I done? 3,500.
How many steps have I done?
3,500. That's shit.
It's fucking shit, isn't it? Okay. So, oh, my God, no, Charlie, I've got to talk to you about this quickly.
What is it?
I saw your TikTok about taxes.
Olivia Neal mentioned it.
And yes.
On her podcast.
Yes. And Bang she's her. A queen, by the way.
She didn't follow me back. Humbled.
Real quick.
But still a fan.
That is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen, because you're so right.
Yeah, why are we bank transferring for tax?
Why are we bank transferring for tax?
My accountant sent me an email and he was like, okay, this is the account that you need to transfer. Here are the bank details. Transfer this much money. I was like, are you having me off?
And you thought, I'm being robbed.
Yeah.
In broad daylight.
I was like, you are? Like,
no.
And then people were coming out saying, like, "What? How do you expect us to pay it?" I'm like, I don't know. A link?
Yeah, a link.
Some kind of link.
A check.
Yeah.
Anything's better than, here are my details.
I moaned, it's actually a very efficient way. And I do.
No, it's not.
I like that I can pay on my own. My own terms.
I agree, yes.
I decide
never.
When you get the money.
Yeah. I think bank transfer is fishy as hell.
Oh, yeah, fishy as hell, but, you know... Like, if
Where's that going? Rishi Punak?
Yeah.
It's going straight into his account.
No wonder he's betting grands with freaking Piers Morgan.
That's what I'm saying.
Ash Holmes just paid a tax. Nice.
Yeah!
15 grand!
Put it all on black! It is. It's that it feels fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Because I was thinking about this, right... Let's discuss parking tickets. Same thing, right? I went through a phase of life, to be honest, I'm still somewhat in it, where I collected parking tickets as a hobby.
No, that's naughty.
It was naughty. But I, do you know what? I almost viewed it as a bit of a game of Monopoly. I thought it was all just smoke and mirrors.
Here's one in Mayfair.
Yeah,
this one's Marlborough.
Here's one in Manchester. Ooh. She is an island girl.
The next one in the letter. Oh, go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Skip a step. That's what I thought it was, right? I wasn't taking them seriously, and I didn't think that they took them seriously either. Turns out they do. They take them very seriously. So there was a point in my life where I had... I remember sitting on my couch once, and I had... I want to say about 12 overdue parking tickets, but all had gone up to at least 250 quid. Some of them were at like 500.
No.
Bailiffs were involved. It was bad. And I remember sitting on the sofa and just going, yeah, it was really bad. I just thought, well, it's not real, is it? And it is.
It. What did I do that
by?
By
God, it's real.
Oh my God, what did I do that
but
with?
Also, do you not think, Charlie, am I a dickhead?
As in,
am I stupid? You're asking me to pay Great British Bloodfire pounds, coins, Benjamin Franklin's shrapnel, to put four wheels on tarmac. Grow up.
I know, I'm just a little girl. I parked in the wrong space.
I'm just a tiny girl.
I do actually really disagree with that narrative.
What, a tiny girl?
Oh, no, because I do think it's quite disrespectful to women.
What, is a little girl?
Getting deep into...
Bloodfire!
Bloodfire!
I think it's a piss take.
I think it's silly.
Yeah.
If I park on the street, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I hold my hands up. I made a mistake. Just let me go. I had to pay £35 the other day.
£35? Oh, honey, you're in the suburbs because that ain't London prices.
How much is a parking ticket?
Good luck. The reduced one is 60-something.
That's the two-week
one. It's no excuse to bleed me dry. It's no excuse. As in, I remember sitting there with all my parking tickets and thinking, I'm legally changing my name to Ash Twist. I can't. I said, I'm going to be on the street.
No, what was... I can't remember what I forgot to pay, right? I forgot to pay something and they got debt management onto me. And I went, I'm sorry because this is going to make me sound like a right knobhead, but it's not that I can't afford it. I'm just very unorganised. Right.
That's way better than what I say to them.
Because every time I was on the phone, they were like, okay, so can I just confirm you've got the funds in your account? And I was like, can I just pay the fucking money?
Oh, yeah, no. I was at a point when I was down bad a few years ago. I couldn't. Do you know what I did?
What?
Right.
Covering them.
I tell you, it's similar to the bank transfer situation.
Yeah.
All just feels very, very fishy and spooky.
Yeah.
Right? this debt collector starts WhatsApping me.
What?
Is that allowed? Is that allowed? Somebody verify if that's allowed or not.
That's
he starts
not
WhatsApping
legal.
Me. Hello, Ash. Here's your unpaid debt. I kid you not, Charlie. I thought, I've got nothing to offer. I've got nothing left except my body. Do you know what I did? I thought, I'm down bad and this is the only option. My picture was a wholesome picture of me and a dog. I changed it to a batty live and direct pic from Barcelona 2015 and I said, hello. And I thought maybe this will work.
Stop it.
And I thought maybe he'll see my picture and think, let's chat. And
I honestly...
That's all I thought. I thought, will he let me off if he fancies me? I don't know.
I was on the edge of my seat there. I thought you were going to say...
Just suck him off.
I took that man to bed.
So what I did was...
I was like... Bloody
I went
hell.
To bed with a debt collector and I liked it.
And he collected his debt. His debt double.
In spade loads, my love.
And did he let you off with it?
No.
Oh.
But he was being weird, though. He was being weird. There was like almost a bit of random chat after I'd paid that I thought, right, it's not necessary. I don't need to sell my body anymore.
Oh, that's not on.
It's bad, isn't it? Yeah.
Weird people. That's
I tell you what
bad.
Else pisses me off.
What?
ATMs. And I'll tell you why.
Go on, tell me why.
Why are you charging me £2 to get my money out?
Yeah, that is silly.
It's my money, bruv. It's my money.
It's my money. And yeah, I just... You know what? I'm not a big fan of, like, cash withdrawals. I think I'm going to get
I'm not
battered.
A big fan of cash.
I feel like I'm going to get battered. Like, sneaky, I'm just going to go get my eyebrows done, I'll take out £30. I feel like someone's going to come behind me.
Oh, and...
Bag on head.
Give me your money!
For they... Well, no, they'll make me withdraw more.
Right.
Maybe this is some kind of fantasy. I'm... It scares... Like...
Is this something that you wish to cosplay?
Girlfriend, yeah. Sort it out.
Hello. Have you got a bag?
We didn't say her name as well. Girlfriend, this is mine.
Big girlfriend.
Fit woman, sort it out.
No, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
I think all of it is spooky-ooky. And what pisses me off is I'd sooner have my money under the mattress. But you're trying to tell me that that's uncouth. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's so obvious.
So don't ask me to pay to get my own money out the bank, which you told me to put there. See what I mean? It's just a vicious circle.
No, my business bank account got shut down the other week.
Why?
They went, we've reviewed your account.
Shut down!
Why? Can you tell me a reason? Just give me a reason. Just a little bit, enough. They went, no, we don't have to give you a reason.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet.
I've not accessed my money for 4 months. 4 weeks.
You're joking.
No, yeah.
4 months.
It's been 4 years.
You. I actually sleep just outside here on the roadside.
No, 4 weeks. I couldn't get my money.
You're joking.
Still can't get it.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Me bringing actual serious issues.
And on that, yeah, that's actually really
I'm
bad.
Not, I don't know.
I don't know what to do. We're going to have to
sort that out tonight.
Wishy poo night. I'll ring him.
Hi, baby.
Watch me.
Can you transfer me some money?
Have a look at my most recent WhatsApp DP. It's better than the one before. You might listen to me this time. Okay, you've got to go, my love, so I'm going to do a very quick fire.
Okay.
Quick fire! A quick fire! Blood fire! Valentine's game! Woo! Woo! Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's a mixture of trivia.
Yeah.
And also riddles.
Oh, my favourite. I love trivia.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see.
Okay.
Okay. Cupid has what name in Greek mythology?
Angelo.
No, Eros.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. What song best describes your love life? It's just a shot out of the cannon one. Oh, yours would be something gorgeous.
Oh, I can't think of a song now. Take it to the candy shop, let you lick me lollipop.
Nice.
Take it to the candy shop.
Yeah.
Lick
mine would
lollipop.
Be Beautiful Liar, because everyone just lies to me.
To my beautiful face.
My beautiful mug. And that's that. Three. Oh, riddle. Very good.
Okay.
I go in hard. I come out soft. Oh. Sometimes you love to blow me. What am I?
Biscuit.
What?
Biscuit. Go in hard, come out soft, but sometimes you blow me.
Oh, that... that was really good. No. Shall I put you out your misery?
Hot dog, no.
Hot dog? Biscuit was very good, actually. I'm inclined to give you a point.
A microwave? No, what is it?
Chewing gum.
Oh, bollocks, yeah.
Yeah, but that biscuit was very good. I should have given you biscuit.
Thank you, that was good.
Because you do have to, once you've done the dunk.
Yeah, bit hot.
Bit hot. Yeah, I give you that. I'm going to give you that. On average,
yeah.
How many marriage proposals are there every Valentine's Day?
100,000.
It's not... 220,000.
Bloody hell.
Fucking hell. That's a cop-out.
That's so unoriginal.
It's very, very unoriginal.
Sorry, no offence, but you're really techie.
Yeah, yeah, and you're cheap.
And you're cheap, right?
Get a life, get a job. Okay. This is interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger, his is big. Donald Trump's is small. And Madonna doesn't have one at all. What is it?
Hair.
No. A grip.
A willy? That's the obvious.
What?
A willy. A peenie.
I mean, yeah, that's a good one, but it's not that.
Oh, is it not that?
But that also does make sense. I'm inclined to give you the answer. You're just knocking them out of the park, and it's not even... Like, your answers are better than the actual answers.
What is it?
The answer is the last name.
Oh!
No! Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Both men and women go down on me. I open and close at just the right time. What am I?
Cash machine.
Nice, but no.
Oh, fuck.
Valid.
A go down on me.
Go down on me. I open and close just at the right time. What Post am box. I?
A letterbox.
What? Whoa. Where would you go down?
Elton John.
Correct! 50 bonus points.
What is it?
It's an elevator.
Oh.
Good, isn't it?
That was good. That was
good, isn't it? Okay. Oh, final riddle. You're going to love this.
Okay.
I'm always hard when dry, but smooth and soft when wet. What am I?
Biscuit.
At home.
A biscuit.
No. You love the biscuit one, and the biscuit always makes you
love a biscuit.
Think about this, the same concept though.
Hair.
Hard when dry, but smooth and soft when wet. Did you say hair?
Dolphin.
You need a banana hair mask on that, my love. Dolphin?
What is it?
It's a sponge.
Ah! No, you got me!
Anyway, that concludes our Valentine's Day special.
Wow. Thank you so much for
Thank
having me.
Thank you so much for having Sorry. Me.
I've had you. Well,
oh.
You wish.
I do. I do, actually, every night. I dream like this, and I think about Shirley Marlowe.
I sleep in my Jay McDonald pillow.
Good.
The sweet dreams.
I was hoping you'd say you dreamt of me, but that's fine.
Yes, and say that shit with your chest. And
scene.
Mise-en-scene.
I love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me, love.
Thank
I've
you
got a big
so
sweaty bum.
Much. I know it's sweaty in here, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, I've got a sweaty bum bum.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, right. I thought I'd bled on chair.
Get to go in your cheeky shit.
Bye, love.
Love you. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on another episode. I literally just love having you all here. And I love love, even though I can't seem to find it. So, like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Please leave me 5 stars if you're listening. Love me, lips me. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your granddad, tell your primary school's teacher. Fucking... No, leave it in, it's funny. See if I care. Anyway, it's Valentine's Day. So yeah, love me, because I love you. Mwah, goodbye.